You're listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. A big night for Brayhead Clan tonight, securing the Gardner Conference title for the third year in a row, following a 4-1 win over the Dundee Stars. With me is the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, first of all, congratulations. The job done in the end?
Yeah, I thought we were in pretty good control all game. We didn't have our best game, but Z made some big saves and kept us in it at key times, and we did enough to beat a very good team tonight.
Those goals in the opening period as well seemed to do the damage.
Yeah, offensively, it wasn't a great night for us. You know, we didn't create a lot. I think we only had 4 shots in the second period. But we're finding ways to win games, and that's the most important thing. I thought defensively, you know, we made some mistakes. The ice wasn't great tonight. I think pucks were bouncing, and it was a bit of a sloppy game. But, you know, we'll take it. To win a trophy at home, it's a good feeling in front of such a good, passionate group.
Dundee came into the game in a good run of form, as you did yourselves. It was important to get that early start, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think the first goal is key. You know, I think if they got it, they were going to grow into the game and have confidence, and for us to get it and then follow up fairly quickly with a couple more, you know, kind of took the game away from them. But I felt they found some life at 3-1, and Alex Levitt scored a great individual goal there to kind of put it back 4-1, and we never really gave up too much, and you know, when we did, Z was there to make big saves.
As far as winning the conference, go far less nervous than last year.
Yeah, crazy. You know, it's something that we should be proud of. It's not an easy feat, and to do it with this many games remaining, with that much of a lead, is incredible. The guys have really should be proud of that. And as I told them, we should be proud of it. We should celebrate a conference. Anytime you win a trophy, you got to celebrate it. It's why we play. And you know, we're happy, and now we'll refocus. We'll have a little fun tonight, and we'll get refocused. We got a tough week coming up. We're in Edinburgh training, and then in Nottingham here. We don't get a ton of ice leading up to the week here, so it's going to be a bit of a transition. But we've been spoiled the last 5 weeks. We haven't had to travel too far, so that's how life goes. You know, you can't always have it your way.
Of course, that leads into a busy month of March as well, just to round off the regular season.
Yeah, absolutely, and like I said, we got individual goals and our team goals, to finish as high up, and we have a spot that we want to get to, and we want to put pressure and be rolling into playoffs, you know. And you know, we got the luxury now of one of everybody kind of semi healthy, you know, so we'll be able to find rest, and we'll be able to work with our lineup and juggle some stuff around and make sure that we're giving ample rest to certain guys and getting guys ice time that need ice time. So it'll be an exciting time, but the main focus is to keep winning here. We don't want to take our foot off the gas.
And finally, the fans loving it again tonight. It's always nice to see silverware paraded in front of them.
Yeah, we're such a passionate group here, and you know, we didn't give them a whole lot to cheer about at home in the first half, but I think we're starting to make up for it here. I think that last run here, that last stretch, we played some good hockey and got back to what they're used to seeing, and a Clan team competing and winning and scoring goals. And you know, and hopefully they continue to get behind us here. We're going to need them going into down the stretch, definitely. And we got some exciting games coming up in Brayhead. And, you know, it's the feel-good factor is definitely back.
Thanks very much, Ryan. Congratulations again.
I appreciate it. Thanks.